before this day is over. Send me sudden help before this week is over. Send me sudden help before this hour is over. Send me sudden help. Send me sudden help, oh. Send me sudden help, Baba. Send me sudden help, oh. Send me sudden help, Baba. Iranlowo, Iranlowo, Ojiji. Iranlowo, Iranlowo, Ojiji. Lati owo Oluwa, lati owo Oluwa, lati owo Oluwa, loruko Jesu. Ewa mi ri, kodun yi to pari, kosu yi to pari, kose yi to pari, kojo oni to pari. Iranlowo, Iranlowo Oluwa, Iranlowo, ewa mi ri. Iranlowo, Iranlowo Oluwa, Iranlowo, ewa mi ri. Send me sudden help, oh. Send me sudden help, Baba. Send me sudden help, oh. Send me sudden help, Baba. The Lord send you sudden help in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome. The Lord send you sudden help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be as slow as possible so we can understand the points we are making so that we can pray intelligently. Because we've got to pray effectively. We are praying over a prophetic declaration that the siege is over. And the siege truly is over. But many of us need understanding so that the truth of this word can apply to our lives, apply to our families, apply to our communities, apply to our states, and apply to our nation, and then apply to the entire globe, which is our world. So God will have mercy on us. Our text is taken from 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." This word came at a time when Samaria was under siege. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had surrounded Samaria. And the siege was so harsh, so difficult, that women were boiling their children to eat. And when the king heard about this, he was so sad that I don't know why he just felt the solution would be to go and kill Elisha. But God had told Elisha by the time the messenger of the king was coming, because God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He said, he told the people who were around, when he comes, he hold him. His master is behind him. And soon, the master was coming. And Elisha gave the word. He said, by this time tomorrow, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, by this time tomorrow, there will be sudden help. By this time tomorrow, there will be sudden divine intervention. This is the plan of God for our country. By this time tomorrow, there will be sudden divine intervention in our country. By this time tomorrow, sudden divine intervention in our communities. By this time tomorrow, sudden divine intervention in our families. By this time tomorrow, sudden divine intervention in our personal lives, in my life, in your life, in our congregations. By this time tomorrow, so we can apply what Elisha said. To the mere mind, it's a bit difficult to conceive. But when we know God, that God is God and God is not man, it is not a difficult issue for God at all. The Bible tells us that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It is only through faith that we can understand that. That God who made heaven and earth, made heaven and earth by his spoken word. The God who spoke his word and made heaven and earth has spoken again that the siege is over. I want us therefore to worship him, to adore him, magnify him, give him glory and honor and praise. Because God has spoken in our time, in our day, today, that the siege is over. Let's worship God who is able to disrupt, destroy, dismantle any siege and every siege. Let's magnify God. Let's bless him. Let's exalt him. The God who dismantled the siege of the Syrians against Samaria is able to dismantle any siege. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. We give you glory and honor and praise. Our God is a great deliverer. Let's worship him. The way he suddenly delivered Daniel, when everybody thought everything was over with Daniel, that the lions were going to eat him up. God intervened suddenly. Sudden help is coming to us. Let's worship God. He is the God of sudden help. The Bible says the Lord send you help from Zion. The Lord send you help from the sanctuary. He is the God of sudden help. The siege is over because there is sudden help coming to us. Let's worship the God of sudden help. And as you adore him, as you worship him, expect sudden help. By this time tomorrow, according to the word of Elisha, by this time tomorrow, according to the word of God, by this time tomorrow, the siege is over. By this time tomorrow, it's completely over. The miracle is done. Sudden help, sudden intervention comes from God. And we are set free. The way Daniel was set free. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People thought they were finished when they tied them up and then threw them into the furnace. The furnace that had been heated up 7 times more than before. And suddenly the king was amazed. He began to quake. What's going on? There is sudden help coming to these people. What is going on? I see 4 people. We threw in 3, but there are 4. The last one is like the Son of Man. There was sudden divine intervention. Sudden help came. Let's worship the God of sudden help. God who delivers us suddenly. When people think it's over, God tells them, no, the siege is over. When the thing is over with you, God says the siege is over. In your medical life, in your marital life, in your financial life, in your ministerial life, God is sending you sudden help. Let's worship him. Adore him. Exalt God above that siege. Exalt God above your situation. Exalt God above your circumstances, your difficulties. Let's exalt God. He is God. He is Lord. He is King. God is the siege destroyer. The destroyer of every siege and any siege. Nothing is difficult for him. And when it's as if the thing is so difficult as if it's so impossible. Then God comes suddenly. When Jehoshaphat and his people thought it was over, God came suddenly and delivered him. When Samaria thought it's over, God said, the siege is over. By this time tomorrow, please let's worship God. Let's worship God, because the more we exalt God, the more the siege is diminished and weakened before us. The siege is getting weaker and weaker because the siege is over. Because the word of God has come to us. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. Because sudden help is coming to us. The Lord said, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. That is, there will be sudden help. There will be sudden divine intervention. Now it shall spring forth. Sudden divine intervention is here. Therefore, the siege is over. The siege is over. Brethren, the siege is over. All these things are to help us to believe the word. As we worship God, as we exalt him, we believe the word. The word that created heaven and earth. And it is the word of God that upholds everything that is on earth. If God withdraws his word from anything, that thing disappears. The mic I'm holding is because there is a word from God that permits it to be a microphone. If that word is withdrawn, this microphone disappears. Everything is held by the word of his power. Therefore, that siege, the word that held it has been withdrawn. The siege is over. And it's withdrawn suddenly. Immediately, right now, the sudden help that has come to you. God doing a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Suddenly, it is springing forth. Let's exalt God again. Let's just bless him. Let's just bless the Lord. Let's magnify God. Let's worship him. Our God is great. Our God is good. Our God is mighty. Our God is glorious. Glorious in holiness. Awesome in praise. Because he can destroy any siege and destroy suddenly by sending sudden help to his people. How great is our God? How wonderful is our God? How glorious is our God? Let's bless him. Let's bless him. He is God. He is God. He is King. Blessed be your name, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name forever and ever and ever. Amen. So our theme makes sense. Our general overseer, Daddy Adeboye, does not just come and bring out themes because they are popular. I remember the first time he said, the siege is over. I remember what happened. There was a time there was one governor that was giving us problems around the camp. They even wanted to come and demolish certain things. And from every angle, they were making things difficult. But the Holy Ghost night that it was declared that the siege was over, all those things ceased. The man was removed. The next person that replaced him even came and built a house inside camp. Because the word came, the siege is over. And for God to bring it back now, God knows what he's saying. The siege is over. Can we just bless God again? Because he is God. He is Lord. He is King. The siege is over. The siege is over. The word has come that the siege is over. We believe it. Father, we believe you. Lord, we believe you. Oh God, we exalt you. We accept your word. Your word is true. Your word is real. Your word is the truth. We embrace your word, oh God. Your word is true. The siege is over. We thank God for this thing. And we are praying on it because we're expecting sudden help, sudden divine intervention from nobody else than the Almighty God who made heaven and earth. He's the one telling us the siege is over. And because he says the siege is over, we believe it. And we know it's over. We remember at a time when it was like terror was reigning in the whole country. And that Holy Ghost night, Daddy said, greet everybody, Happy New Year. Happy New Year in the middle of the year. Happy New Year. We did Happy New Year on Friday. On Monday, the dictator was removed by God himself. I said, sudden help is coming in our nation. Sudden help is coming in our communities. Sudden help is coming in our congregations. Sudden help is coming in our families. Sudden help is coming to you as a person because the siege is over. The siege is over. One more time, can we just worship God? Because God is the one who is doing it. He says, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Can we just worship God? Let's adore him. The siege is over. The siege is over. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the powers are. It doesn't matter whether it's Satan himself at work. The siege is over. The word that was holding the siege is withdrawn. There is sudden help that has come to us. Father, we exalt you. Father, we bless you. Lord, we magnify you. We praise you, O God. We give thanks to you for what you have done in the past. We give thanks to you for what you have done right now. For what by this time tomorrow, the great news we will hear. There's great news coming that will bring joy to our hearts. The angels in charge of good news are on the move, bringing good news to you. Let's worship God who sends the angels. Let's adore God. Let's magnify him. Because the siege is over. Completely over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the siege is over. The siege over our nation is over. The siege over our states is over. The siege over our communities are over. The siege over our congregations are over. The siege over our families are over. The siege over your life is over. The siege is over. Because there is sudden help that has come. By this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, take it, by this time tomorrow, God who made heaven and earth, who is able to give back to a nation in one day, oh God, how great our God is, able to give back to a nation in one day. That is, in one day, God is able to generate the old men, the old women, the youths, the babies, in one day. Does that sound difficult to you? And it's not difficult with God. The Bible says that God is able to give back to a nation in one day. Remember that the Bible says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. Let's exalt him again. Each time I want to move from worshiping God, I find out that I just can't. And as long as I have this burden for us to worship him, adore him, magnify him, exalt him, we will continue to do it. Even if that's all we do, I have learned over the years, especially in the past 5 years, that when worship is prevalent in your prayer life, a revolution takes place. God takes over and you receive sudden miracles, sudden help. Sudden divine intervention and the siege is over. By this time tomorrow, the siege is over. There's great news coming. Great news coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. The name that is above every other name. The name of Jesus. We know the siege is over. In the name of Jesus, the siege is over. The siege is over. The theme you have given to us is already at work. We activate its potential. We activate its infinite potential, which is based upon your power. That the siege is over. Eternal God, who inhabits eternity, with whom all things are possible. The things that are impossible with men are possible with you. Therefore, the siege is over. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you. We truly exalt you. With all our hearts, we exalt you. Oh God, we exalt you. The siege is over in my life. The siege is over in the lives of the listeners. The siege is over in the lives of our brethren. The siege is over according to your word. Father, that by this time tomorrow, we see the practical manifestations of the siege that is over according to your word. Thank you for sudden help. Thank you for sudden intervention. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name. How great you are. How wonderful you are. How glorious you are. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you. We exalt you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I want us to believe and prosper. Believe and prosper. Because in our text, he said, then Elisha said, the Bible says, believe God's prophets and you will prosper. Believe God's prophets, you will prosper. Let's believe what God has prophesied through Daddy Adeboye, that the siege is over, that we may prosper. For the siege is over. Believe God's prophet, you will prosper. In fact, the shortest cut to real prosperity is by believing the prophets of God. If you study the scriptures, you find out that Peter, who struggled and struggled all night as a professional fisherman and had nothing, when the word just came, cast your net on the right side. He did that. He caught more fish than he probably ever did any day of his life. When there were thousands of people, at least 5,000 men, all they had was 5 loaves, 2 fish. And the Lord Jesus offered thanks to God. And the people were fed. Elisha had done that before. They had food that would not be enough for the men, the visitors who came. And the people said, this food is nothing. He said, no, this food, share it with them in the name of the Lord. Everybody will eat of it and it will remain. And that was exactly what happened. God will provide for you. That siege of hunger is over. That siege of poverty is over. That siege of deprivation is over. That siege that they have held your promotion for so long is over. The siege is over. Believe the word. He says, believe his prophets and you will prosper. Believe it. You will prosper. Right now, I want you to pray over your life. Say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Exercise the authority that God has given you as a child of God. And command every siege. The siege of sickness, you are over. The siege of lack, you are over. The siege of poverty, you are over. The siege of failure, you are over. The siege of breakdowns, you are over. Take it, any part of your life. Any siege around your life. Exercise authority right now by believing the word. Believe the prophet and you will prosper. The prophet is God's key to accelerated prosperity in your life. And God has given us a prophetic word that the siege is over. And I believe it personally. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. The siege is over. By this time tomorrow, you will prove what I'm telling you. The siege is over. From our nation down to the individual. The siege is over. From the world down to the individual. The siege is over. Because God is in control. He reigns. So take authority over that siege. Whatever is the siege over your life. And tell it that it is over. Jesus said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. The siege is over. The siege is over. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You will tread upon scorpions. You will tread upon serpents. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because God has released unto you power over all the power of the enemy. And note, is because sudden help is coming. Sudden help has come. Sudden divine intervention has come to you at this moment. Because the siege is over. According to the word of God. According to the prophetic release, the siege is over. Let's remember when the wife of a late pastor or priest came to Elisha. Your servant served God, but he's gone, and now they want to take two of my children. Please help. He said, what do you have? She said, nothing. Excepting... Instead of saying we have oil, saying we have nothing excepting oil. Okay, go and borrow vessels, not a few. Borrow vessels, not a few. And that oil will not stop running until all those vessels are full. The siege was over for her. There was sudden help, sudden divine intervention. And that's what God is doing. So by the next day, that woman was a different person. Sell, use the money, pay off your debt, and then use the money, take care of yourself. Have a good life that God has proposed for you. It's the devil who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, always putting a siege around people. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. From that moment, Elisha released that woman from that siege. Elisha was a siege breaker by the power of the Almighty God. Even a man who was under the siege of death, when they threw his corpse and he touched the bones of Elisha, the man woke up. The siege was over. There was sudden help. Receive sudden help in the name of Jesus. Let's receive sudden help from the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I receive sudden help. The siege is over in my life. I receive sudden intervention by God in my life, my finances, in my health, in my marriage, my family, in my ministry, in every area of my life. I receive sudden divine intervention. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over in the name of Jesus. The siege is over. Completely over. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive sudden help, sudden help, sudden help, sudden divine intervention. The siege is over. Because there's a word that has come. There's a word that has come to us from the Almighty God. So God's prophets are his shortest cuts to his miracles and his prosperity. Therefore, the siege is over. Remember the centurion who loved his servant so much, and that one was under the siege of disease and sickness, and he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please help, sir. I'm a soldier, and when I tell somebody forward march, he marches forward. When I say halt, he stops. When I say about turn, he turns around. Whatever I command, they do. I'm a man under authority. That is, I understand authority. The issue of siege has got to do with authority. Please, exercise authority. Let the siege holding my servant be broken. And Jesus said, your faith is great. Go. The siege is over. And as the man left, the siege was over from that moment. By the time he inquired, the siege is over. Go! The siege is over! The siege is over. Completely over. It reminds me of another soldier, a great soldier called Naaman, a general. Maybe he was a field marshal in his rights, because they say he did many great things for the king he was serving. But he was a leper. He was under siege. He was a leper. There was something of shame that covered him, that surrounded him.
something he could not avoid, something he could not handle.
But is this same Elisha? Maybe today we'll call Elisha the siege breaker. He said, go to Jordan, dip yourself 7 times, you'll be healed. And the general got angry. Many of us want to think and rationalize. I should go to a river. I thought he would come out and use his rod and hit the thing here and there. Because when we want God to perform miracles, we want to tell God how he should do it. Elisha didn't even come out to see him. With all his entourage and every big thing he came with, he sent a servant to him, go and tell him to go and have his bath. Let him go and have his bath in Jordan. The leprosy will go. He said, nonsense. If it's a matter of river, we have better rivers in our country. Then one of his servants said, Oga, if the man said you should bring 10 million, wouldn't you have given him? The simple thing he said was, go to the river, dip yourself 7 times. Oga, let's try it now. The man cooled down and listened. Got there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It remained as it was until he obeyed fully. The Bible says when our obedience is fulfilled, we will revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. He entered the 7th time, came out, and his skin became like that of a baby. Like a newborn baby. Wonderful. There was sudden help that came to Naaman. Receive sudden help. In the name of Jesus. For the siege is over. The siege is over. It is really over. The siege around your life is over. It's over because there is sudden help. God is sending you sudden help now. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. When it's springing forth, it is not coming slowly. You know, when you jump into a spring, it takes you up suddenly. Now it shall spring forth. Receive the miracle in the name of Jesus in your personal life. Tell the Lord, Lord, I receive it. The siege is over. I receive the miracle. I receive your intervention in my life. I receive your intervention in my life. Because God is God. And he has spoken his word by his prophet that the siege is over. And if the siege is over, the siege truly is over according to the word of God. Now, before you get to believing the prophet to prosper, you believe in the Lord and you are established. The Bible says in that our text, and Elisha said, first of all, hear the word of the Lord. Then he says, thus saith the Lord. Thus says the Lord. About this hour tomorrow, the miracle you have longed for months, for years, you will see it manifesting because the siege is over. The siege is over. It is over. The siege is over. Elisha said it as if he wanted to come with his own authority. But he said, no, it's not my authority. Hear the word of the Lord. Then he brings reinforcement into it. Thus saith the Lord. And what did God say? The siege is over. That by this time tomorrow, everything will not only normalize, it will be more prosperous than before the siege. Can we worship God again? Exalt him again. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Let's bless the Lord that we believe him. Lord, we believe you. Oh God, we believe you. Father, we believe you. Father, we believe you. Yes, the siege is over. You have said it. It's your word. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. We believe you, oh God. The siege truly is over. The siege is over. Bless your holy name. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. Yes, Lord, the siege is over. Concerning our nation, Nigeria, and every nation where the people are hearing us now, the siege is over. Concerning our communities, the siege is over. The siege of banditry is over. The siege of terrorists is over. The siege of kidnappers is over. The siege of those that are sacking communities and taking over is over. That siege is over. In the name of Jesus, the siege is over. By the word of the Lord, the siege is over. The siege is over in our congregations. A number of congregations have people, they don't know they are witches. Some of them are even, come even up to the level of singing in the choir. Some become pastors, witches and wizards. And they hold that congregation under siege. And the congregation never grows. No matter how it grows, then something will happen to just go back. That siege is over. Your congregation is set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord, your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. What is God saying? The siege is over. What are the prophets of God repeating? The siege is over. So let's repeat it. The siege is over. 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 Say it in my life. The siege is over. In my life, the siege is over. In my life, the siege is over. Take it to your family. In my family, the siege is over. In my family, the siege is over. I receive sudden help. In my family, the siege is over. Whatever siege it is over. It's over. It's over. Concerning my family, in the name of Jesus, the siege is over. The siege is over. The siege of premature death is over in our families. The siege of sudden death is over in our families. The siege of robberies and destructions are over in our families. In the name of Jesus. Then let's take it to our communities again. The siege is over. The siege of sleeping in fear, waking up in fear, moving around in fear. The siege of fear is over. It's over in the name of Jesus. The siege, the economic siege against our communities and our families and our nation, that siege is over in the name of Jesus. The siege is over. Let's say it again. Say it multiple times. The siege is over. Say, I know the siege is over. I know that the siege is over. The siege is over. We receive sudden help. We receive sudden help. We receive sudden help. The siege is over. The siege is over. The economic siege is over. The political siege is over. The military siege is over. Whatever siege it is that is holding us bound in our nation is over. In the name of Jesus. The siege is over. Whatever is holding you bound as a person, holding your family bound, that siege is over. We are proclaiming it and prophesying it by the word of the Almighty God. That is why we are established in it and will prosper in it. We are rooted in this truth that the siege is over, and the siege truly is over by the word of God. I said that the siege is over concerning your life. That siege troubling you is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear is gone. All the siege around our communities are over. In the name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, the siege is over. The siege is over. We receive victory. We receive breakthroughs. We receive the break forth of the power of God and of the word of God. Because the siege is over. It's over because of the sudden help that God, who made heaven and earth, is sending to us. And I'm saying this because the time to favor you has come. Your set time has come. Arise, shine. The glory of the Lord has come upon you. It doesn't matter the kind of darkness that is in the world. When God says, the siege is over, it means that darkness is over.
The siege is over in the name of Jesus Christ.
The siege is over. So let's magnify God again. Let's bless his name. For he is God. He is King. He's the one who sends us sudden help. He said, the day, the time to favor you has come. The time to favor you has come. The time to favor me has come. Therefore, the siege is over. Whatever has been projected against you, projected against your family, projected against your congregation, whatever has been projected against your community, whatever has been projected against your nation, in the name that is above every other name, the siege is over. It is over. Let's tell him, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know the siege is over. Therefore, we cancel every projection of the devil, every projection of the world, every projection of the flesh. The siege is over in the name that is above every other name. The siege is over. We say the siege is over because we receive sudden help. Sudden help from the Almighty God. And the word of God is true. The word of God is real. The word of God is settled forever in heaven. Therefore, the siege is over. The time to favor you has come. It's now. Now is the time. Your set time has come. Don't start waiting for next week, next month, next year. No. By this time tomorrow, sudden help has come. The siege is over. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The siege is over. Completely over. Even the ones that we think are impossible, they are over. The Bible says, the yoke shall be destroyed. In Isaiah 10:27. The yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed. So the yoke of the siege is over. It's destroyed. It's not just broken. It's destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. The siege is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That siege is over. That siege holding your life is over. It's over. The anointing has destroyed the yoke. You are set free because the time to favor you has come and the siege is over. The siege is completely over. When Goliath was there priding himself in his strength, 40 days he came out, gave them breakfast, gave them lunch, gave them dinner of his power. Say, who can come and challenge me? Come out. Then God raised sudden help. A young man, 17-year-old young man, came to the scene. Say, I can kill. What will be given to the person who kills this man? This uncircumcised Philistine, we must separate his head from his neck. What will be given to that person? That time the siege was over. And people wondered, who is that lad? What is happening? Where is he? Before they knew what was happening, he was holding Goliath's head. The siege was over. The Philistines were running. Israel was chasing them. The siege is over! Your enemies have fallen. Those who have held you hostage have fallen, for the siege is over. Every form of enchantment against your life is broken, for the siege is over. Every form of divination against your life is destroyed by the anointing, for the siege is over. The siege is over. You are set free. You are released by the Almighty God. The siege is over. It's better for you to rejoice in the Lord because you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And if Jesus the Son makes you free, then you are free indeed. He says the siege is over. Why is the siege of poverty still coming back to my mind? I said the siege of poverty is over. The siege of poverty is over. In our nation, the siege of poverty is over. In our communities, the siege of poverty is over. In our families, the siege of poverty is over.
in our personal lives, the siege of poverty is over. Poverty, you are a curse. We curse you. Your siege is over. By the word of God, the siege of poverty is over. By this time tomorrow, divine intervention comes your way. You see the manifestation. Sudden help is coming from the Lord. Take it in the name of Jesus, for the siege is over. Completely over. According to the word of the Lord. So we need to bless God. We need to magnify Him. Because He is our King. He's our Redeemer. He's our help. When people thought it was over with Lazarus, they just said, Jesus raised the little girl, Jairus' daughter. Some people will say, no, she wasn't dead. She was in a coma. Well, was there any proof that she died? She was in a coma. Then when he raised her hand, certain nerves were touched that now send signals to the brain. And the brain sent signal to the heart. It started beating again. So she woke up. Because he raised the particular hand that connected the nerve to. That's what they would do. If it was only the son of the widow that Jesus raised, they would have said another thing. But he allowed Lazarus to die dead. To die dead. So the siege of death was holding him. And by then he had decayed to a good measure. And he didn't even touch him. He only sent the word. Lazarus, come forth. And the siege was over. Just like when there was the siege of the storm. And Peter and others were afraid. Ah, master, don't you care that we perish? Look at what's going on. And he got up, sent the word. Peace, be still. The siege is over. The siege is over. Can we begin to give thanks to the Lord? And say, thank you, Lord, the siege is over. Over my life, the siege is over. Thank you, Lord, the siege is over in my family. Thank you, Lord, the siege is over in my community. Thank you, Lord, the siege is over in my state. Thank you, Lord, the siege is over in my nation, in this nation, Nigeria. The siege is over. By this time tomorrow, the news will come forth. The siege is over. Thank you, Lord, for our world. The siege is over. No matter the variants of COVID-19, they say is coming out, or the virus, no matter the variants, the siege is over. Father, thank you. Lord, we thank you. God, we bless you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We know the siege is over. Thank you, Father. We are looking forward to the manifestations that by this time tomorrow, everything is changed. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen.